Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So tomorrow is going to be a great day for political junkies and history junkies. C-SPAN is going to announce the completion of a long-term project to put its 23 years of archives online. Confirmation hearings, interviews, press conferences. It's a gavel-to-gavel cavalcade of congressional history. Do we know any political junkies?
We know one.
Todd Zwillick down in Washington, D.C. has been combing through the C-SPAN site. Good morning, Todd.
Oh, hey, good morning, John.
So this is, this is really kid in a candy store kind of stuff here.
I barely looked up from my laptop in like 48 hours. This is like the congressional junkie geek treasure trove of the century. C-SPAN, as you said, John, from 1987 on, they've completed most of it. They'll announce it officially tomorrow, but they posted all of this video online. Start off with a great example. Here's 1986, Judge Antonin Scalia's confirmation hearing in front of the Judiciary Committee, in front of chairman at the time, Senator Joe Biden. Listen to this.
What do you have to find as a logic to overturn it?
Well, in every case, Senator, you have to find that it's simply wrong, that it's not a correct interpretation of the Constitution.
Okay, that's what we're getting at.
You begin with that. But as I've said, some cases that are so old, even if you waved in my face a document proving that they were wrong when decided in 1803, I think you'd have to say, sorry, too late.
1969.
Well,
that's great. It's a reference to Roe v. Wade, right?
Right, absolutely.
Okay. So, what else?
Well, you can veer from Senator Robert Byrd to Tom Daschle, the Hammer, Tom DeLay in the House, Nancy Pelosi. This thing is searchable, really anything you want, from the most mundane to the most spectacular. Trent Lott, by the way, will take you back to 1999 and see if you know what he's talking about here.
I further ask consent that the deposition transcripts of Monica Lewinsky, Vernon Jordan, and Sidney Blumenthal, and the videotapes thereof be immediately released to the managers on the part of the House and the counsel to the President for the purpose of preparing their presentations.
So I gather the search command there was Bill Clinton impeachment, Trent Lott.
Senate floor, yes, a trial, you know, and there's, it's all there. It's all there from the impeachment trial to the most mundane.
True. I mean,
to the most mundane FAA hearing. So if you're a reporter following the history of FAA authorization, you got it. If you just want to look up Monica all the time, you got that too.
And you can even hear James Baker doing his book tour, probably, right?
Absolutely, on book notes. You can hear James Traficant defending himself before he was expelled on the floor. The indomitable James Traficant from Youngstown, Ohio, expelled in 2001. Listen to him defending himself just a few years ago here.
He was outside the door and heard me and Cafaro make a bribery deal. What Mr. Berman didn't mention is I paid $10,000 for cars that didn't run. He owed me money.
And he's on the floor all by himself there, right?
Trying to defend himself, and he was eventually expelled 4-20-1. So, John, there's all kinds of stuff, but it's not only from the House and Senate floors, it's from the committee rooms, it's from book notes. You know, I got to tell you, my personal favorite on book notes,
okay.
July 10th, 1995 book notes.
Let's hear a
clip, I think, from that.
The moral of the story there was, you can get yourself into some extremely bizarre situations.
That's my book tour.
July 10th, 1995. So young, so fresh.
You nailed me on that. Thank you, Todd Zwillick. That's great.